Take back the Zodiac. Can you say that with me? Take back the Zodiac. No, that won't his title. Amen? And this isn't his message. Even though I thank God for using him and others to give me some help, because you'll see today, Clark couldn't come up with this. Amen? So don't give me no credit, because I didn't do it. Here we go. But some things, and just my thoughts today on what we're looking at. Lots of message today. We have got to roll. Amen? Here we go, Raj. We're rolling in a series called Star Watch and looking at the heavens. And can we give God some glory for what we see up there? He's an awesome God. Man, if he could do all that, I think he can take care of me. Amen? That's the goal here. You see how big your God is, maybe you'll see how strong he is with you and for you, and you can make it too. Keep looking. Here we go. To make the constellations of the zodiac easier to understand, and remember the word zodiac, even though in our mind, and we've been taught, and it has been hijacked by the devil, there ain't no doubt about it. Amen? We think zodiac, we think astrology, we think evil, and you're right. Astrology is stupid. Astrology, I said last week, is demonic, and it's a lie. Got it? Say. You understand? You think some stars are lining up for your life or something like that? There's like, I've heard some crazy figure, like 100,000 different horoscopes in different newspapers and outlets and computer outlets all over the world. Why? Because it's all a lie. So they can't say one. They got to make up a bunch of mess. Are you listening? Say. Amen? But the word zodiac and constellations, those are not bad words. That's what's up there. Constellations of the zodiac. The word zodiac means way, path, or step. Okay? There are different pieces up there. And we're going to see that early on in the message. Here we go. So if you want to make it easier to understand, if you painted a picture of the whole sky, the heavens, on the ceiling, you would end up with a 360-degree circle. Okay? That's what you'd end up with, a 360-degree circle if you painted your ceiling. It's called a what? An ecliptic. Now, probably I lost most of you right there. How many say, Clark, you just lost me right there? Come on, help me, because that's where I was lost. Here we go. Called an ecliptic. Amen. The ecliptic's divided into 12 houses, or say that word with me, mansions. So if I did this number, 360 degrees, it's divided into 12 houses. Okay? 12 houses up there. Or mansions for the sun. The sun travels around this, it travels around in this ecliptic. The sun's traveling. And you know what? These scriptures came to life for me a little bit. Look at these scriptures. I've read them many times. Psalm 19, 4 through 6. These stars, the constellations of the stars, their line is going out through all the earth. Their words to the end of the world. You know you've looked out to those stars before and it said to you, I'm a great God. Has it ever happened to you? Say that. Hey, huh? Come on. I'm a great God up here. I'm telling you right now. All right? Their words have gone to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the what? Sun. You mean, yeah, all that up there for the sun, which is as a bridegroom. Can't you see the sun coming out going? And the sun comes out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run a race around that ecliptic. The sun is traveling in the heavens. His going forth is from the end of heaven. His circuit unto the ends of it. There's nothing hid from the heat thereof. Now we're moving. We ain't stopping there. We got to fly. All right? But that scripture just came alive to me. The sun traveling like that in those heavens. So the constellations of the zodiac is like a great pie divided into what? Say it with me. 12 slices. Okay? I think we got that. The 12 slices are known as the constellations of the what? That's not evil. Okay? When you look up in that sky and you see the different constellations, and how many are there? 12. That's not evil. There they are. They weren't made up. There they are. If you want to study, you can see them. You can find them. You can look up into the heavens and you can see that. How many know the name of maybe a star? Or you know the name of a couple of star patterns or something like that? See what I'm saying? Why? Because that's what they're called. That's where they are. You can go out and see them. Amen? So that's not evil. God created it, and he said that it was what? Good. This is good. Okay? But it doesn't mean it hasn't been hijacked, because it has. In addition to these 12 major constellations, there are 36 pieces also up there called deacons. Don't let me lose you. Come on. And there are three pieces times 12 equals 36. So there's these 12 constellations, and under these 12 are three minor constellations. Does that make sense to anybody? Okay? I'm lost. It would be like a paper with 12 major points, and underneath each major point there would be three what? You understand that? You wouldn't want to write that paper knowing with them 12 points, would you? Anyway, be sort of like this. Here they are. Okay? There's four. And here's four more. Okay? And I mean, wait a minute. We got four more. Four plus four plus four is 12. Amen? This is elementary so far. And under each one of these is three minor constellations, which are still humongous. Okay, have I lost anybody yet? Are you cool so far? Say. All right. Woo, we made it that far. So then, the heavens have 12 chapters. I want you to think like that. The heavens are declaring the glory of God. The heavens declare the glory of God. And it seems that in our world, we look up, there's 12 different chapters, and it's declaring the glory of God. Amen? Come on. Here we go. The 12 constellations of the zodiac. I pick up the first three verses of Psalm 19 just to read them. The heavens declare the glory of who? And the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day they utter speech. Night unto night they show forth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not what? You can't go anywhere on this planet and not look up and see, my goodness, I am so small. He's so big. Amen? Got it? Okay, we're learning. The heavens, say that with me, declare the glory of God. All right, it's going to get weird here in a minute. I'm warning you. What are these 12 chapters teaching us? Here's something that's helped me just to understand a little fresher. I've used these scriptures for years, quoted them many times, preach them. You'll see them come up a lot when I speak. Romans 1, 20 through 23. But I see it differently a little bit now. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are what? Made, His eternal power and Godhead. So we, they, us, we're without excuse. Man, just by what I can see, just what my eye can see tells me, wow, there's a God. Are you hearing the message? Amen? But here's how it got a little different for me. Listen, because of that, listen, when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became what? Vain in their... And their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be what? They became fools. And they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man unto birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. I want to tell you what I always thought. I always thought that was just idols. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, like somebody takes a little tree thing, and they carve, ooh, I'm going to worship this little tree thing. Or this other little carved image. That's what I always thought there. But you know what? After studying and reading a little bit more, I really think the Scripture is talking about as well as when we look up into the heavens and what we can see. Instead of giving God the glory and the credit, we take these different signs, beast, four-footed things, creeping things, whatever, and we worship and serve those instead of our Creator. Did y'all hear me? What's my sign? What's my this? That's just stupid. Are you hearing me? Who's your Savior? Who's your daddy? That's my question. Okay? Is the God of this world your father? Or is Father God your father? Amen? Is Satan your daddy? Or is Father God your father? Amen? Don't be looking at that sign mess. But that's what I understood a little bit better, studying and reading. I think we look up there and we can get sidetracked. We can lose it. Our foolish heart can become dark, and instead of seeing God, we see some crazy, spooky mess. Got it? Trust me, D. James Kennedy wouldn't be talking like this. Here we go. Here we go. He's in heaven right now. Dr. Kennedy's passed away. So he's in heaven going, he's interpreting for me. Amen. Here we go.
So, when I look at the zodiac, the 12 signs, the 12 houses, the 12 chapters of the zodiac, is there some way that I can give glory to God for these 12 constellations? That's my goal this morning in the message, and it's about to turn weird, and it's going to fly. It's called, say it with me, Take Back the Zodiac. Now, come on, people. If I'm going to do a message like this, we can get with it. Here we go. One more time. Take back the Zodiac. One more time. Take back the Zodiac. Here we go. Now, remember, before we get started, based on last week's message and study and writings, listen. There exists in the writings of virtually all civilized nations a description of the major stars in the heavens. All nations, all civilizations, they're called the constellations of the zodiac. How many are there? There are how many? And under each, there's how many? Got it. All right? Nearly all nations, regardless of how far back you go, they have the same what? 12 signs representing the same 12. And they're placed in the same order. Now, I'm just going to throw this out for speculation. How did that happen? Here's the only answer I could have. You might come up with a better one. God created a man. His name was Adam. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. I believe the Holy Trinity in Genesis 1, 26 and 27 said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness." And so man became a living soul. Adam was given charge over animals, naming animals. And I don't want to get off into this, but I want to tell you something. I believe, this is just me, if this was known down through the ages, what these were called, how could people just keep doing that from way back when? I think somehow, some way, early on, God gave that knowledge to Adam. This is Gary talking. And somehow, these have continued to exist down through the ages. Amen? Now, if you got a better answer, come up with it. Amen? It's a free country. Have at it. Okay? So let's look at it. So you got where I'm at so far? So let's take back the zodiac. Let's give some glory to God for what we see up there. Can you do that with me? The heavens declare the glory of God. Well, let's give Him some. Amen? So let's start. We're going to start with this sign first. There's different orders. Somebody might start here, but they're all in the same order. They're all the same pattern of stars. Let's start with this one right here. Let's tour, and it's interesting. They're called what? Houses, or they're called mansions. Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions." Amen? But listen, let's tour some mansions. How many ever gone to a tour of homes before? Say. And it's nice, isn't it, to see what some man made. Isn't that cute? Amen? It's nice, pretty house. Let's tour some serious mansions now. Can we do that? And Roger did the best he could today with the screen that we've got and the technology, right? You know, it's what we have, it's what we have. But I want to show you these different star patterns today. Can we do it? Here we go. Let's start out with Virgo. If you'd have asked me years ago, Clark, will you ever say Virgo in church? I'd go, heck no. It's evil. Hey, now, if you're worshiping these signs, if you're following these signs, if you're reading your little horoscope myth, it is evil. It's more than that. It's stupid, demonic, and a lie. Got it? Say that with me. It's stupid, demonic, and a lie. So if you'd ask me, are you ever going to say Virgo? I'd say, heck no. But I am. Here it is. Virgo. This one's almost an easy giveaway. Just from the name itself, you think of what? Virgin. Virgin. And you know what? When you look up there, and now, by the way, here's the funny thing. These signs, these names of these patterns exist. And how many see a virgin right there? Say. Me neither. Amen? But the point is, listen, here's the point. It's named that. It's been called that. It continues to be called that. And I'm going to tell you what I think. When I look up there and I see Virgo, or I see that star pattern and it's called Virgo, I want to give God some glory for that star pattern. That's what I want to do. You do what you want to do. I want to declare the glory of God. Amen? When I look up into the heavens. And I'm just trying to take back the zodiac instead of give it to the devil. Can we do that? Say. Amen? Come on, here we go. Seed of the woman, you find that in Genesis 3:15. But here's the verse I love, Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a what? Sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. That's your sign right there, baby. The Virgin Mary. Amen? Having that, being born of the Holy Ghost. That's where your Savior, he came to this earth. God used this woman, Mary. Amen? Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, shall call his name what? Emmanuel. In Matthew 1. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled by, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, a virgin shall be with child, shall bring forth a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is what? God with us. Now look, I'm not going to take much more time on that than just that. Amen? Okay? No, I'm not going to look at Virgo. That's my sign, Virgo. No. That star constellation is telling me that my Savior is born of a virgin. And it's solidifying my faith in what I believe. Now you might think I'm kooky for that. Fine, have at it. Amen? But I'm going to take it back from the devil. Did you hear me today? I'm taking back. Well, I went to the enemy's camp, and I what? Took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me. Well, I went to the enemy's camp, and I took back what he stole from me. Now, he's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. Satan is under my feet. Amen? That's what I'm doing this morning. If it bores you, slap somebody. Here we go. No, don't. Here we go. Number two. So Virgo, virgin, virgin what? Birth of Jesus. Amen? Number two, Libra. What? Libra? Well, the word Libra means the scales. The scales. Okay? Does the Bible talk about this? Absolutely. That's it right there. Now, you might can see that one turning a little bit. I'm not sure. I'm not good at this. Again, I just don't have this. I can't even do little jumbled puzzles. I look at them and it's right there, and they go, it's right there. No, and I, you ever had one of those pictures you got to put your nose right to it and you got to back up and see it? I ain't seen it yet. Amen. That's just me. All right? But anyway, Libra, scales, required price paid. That's what scales are all about. Up until the 1800s, did you know how you paid for things and you know how you measured how much you owed somebody? They were done on what? Always. Up until the mid-1800s, that's how you bought and sold. How many remember that from way back when going to a country store? Come on. You're not in the 1800s, but you do remember that. Amen? Weights being put on and your item over here, scales. Well, here's the story, friend. Here's the story. Okay? God is a holy God. And you and I are sinners. And what we are and who we are is not enough. Didn't pay the price, friend. We've all come short of the what? Glory of who? God. Amen? So, scales. What does that mean? It's talking about redemption. It's talking about purchasing. And that's what Jesus Christ did. Jesus Christ, God's Son, came to this earth, gave his life so that you and I could have eternal life. He bought us with his precious blood. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we're healed. In Revelation, they sung a new song saying, you're worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof. Thou wast slain. You have what? Redeemed us, purchased us. There's our word. To God by your what? Blood. Out of every kindred, tongue, people, nation. Philippians, he was found in fashion as a man. Jesus humbled himself. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. That's our payment. 2 Corinthians 5:21, he hath made him to be what? Sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be the what? Whoop! Righteousness of God. And aren't you glad? That's why you need Jesus. Amen? I don't need Jesus. Hey, I'm telling you what. You need him to pay your price, friend. To get you to measure up. And it's by the blood of Christ that we can have a relationship with God. Amen? So, Virgo what? Virgin birth. Libra scales. Purchase price. I've been redeemed. He paid my price. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise the Lord at the heavens. Declare it. Come on. In my office this week, I'm struggling all week long. But every time, we're going to praise the Lord after every one of these. Amen? I'm glad my Savior's virgin born. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He paid the price for me. Number three, it's getting spookier. How many of this is as spooky as I've ever got? It's a spooky, ain't it? Yeah. Here we go. This is probably about it. Here we go. Scorpio. That's an easy one to sort of figure out. What the what? And even in that pattern there, I can see that a little bit better. Okay, maybe you can't, maybe you can. It doesn't bother me either way because I didn't name it. All right, here we go. Scorpion, mortal conflict. What is this speaking of? Okay, who would even have an idea? This, when we think of this, we think of who? Satan, the wicked one. So, virgin birth, Jesus Christ came to be our Redeemer, the wicked one. Genesis 3:15, one of the first verses in the Bible speaking of Jesus and the virgin having a child and the Satan bruising. Look at this verse. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman and between thy seed and what? Only time in the Bible you'll see that mentioned. It's usually a man's seed. But your Savior didn't come through a man. He came through God. So it says what? Her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. What's that talking about? Okay. Basically, how many saw the movie The Passion of the Christ? Did you see that? Remember that one scene where Jesus steps on the head of the what? Snake! Remember that? That's what this is talking about. He's a serpent. Though Jesus was crucified, he was bruised for our iniquities, he was wounded, he suffered, he was pierced. Amen? He was stung. Got it? But he defeated Satan. He crushed his head. Amen? Revelation says they had tails like unto scorpions. Their stings were in their tails. Their power was to hurt men for 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. Speaking of scorpions, wicked time that's going to come to this earth one day in the last days and the final judgments. However, the king of all those scorpions, his name is Apollyon. So that speaks of Satan. Amen. Let's praise the Lord for Jesus crushing Satan's head. Can you do that this morning with me? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, hang in here. I know you know there's 12. Don't watch your watch. Here we go. Sagittarius. The archer. The archer. Okay, that's what it's called. That's what it means. Sagittarius is the archer. What about the Bible? Final triumph. Final triumph. Keep looking. Psalm 21:11. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them to turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. Be thou exalted, Lord, of thine own strength. So we will sing and praise thy power. Okay? Is that it? Okay, Revelation 12. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth. His angels were cast out with him. I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is what? Cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. 1 John, he that commits sin is of the devil, for the devil sins from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might what? Destroy the works of the devil. Amen? Sagittarius, the archer, virgin born, became the purchase price, crushed Satan's head, set on the cross. It is what? Finished. Your salvation is done. Arrow through the heart, done deal. Amen? The archer. Let's praise the Lord for him doing that. Amen? Come on. All right, I'm a third of the way home. Here we go. We're rolling. Capricornus. Now, this is interesting. The goat fish. When you look at it, half of it looks like a goat, which is in Scripture sacrifice. Another part looks like a fish, which speaks of life. Okay? Death to life. Amen? The goat fish. Do I see a goat and a fish there? I don't, but I don't do this for a living. Okay? Life out of death. Matter of fact, the first four, when you look up the stars, it's called the gospel in the stars, the gospel in the heavens, declaring the glory of God. Those first four we went over speak of our Savior and redemption. The next four speak of us, of what we have in Christ, of our life in Christ. Sacrifice, we've been made alive. Amen? Keep looking. life out of death. Leviticus 16. He shall take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron shall cast lots upon the two goats, one lot for the Lord, the other lot for the scapegoat. And Aaron shall bring the goat upon which the Lord's lot fell and offer him for a sin offering. Verse 15, then shall he kill the goat of the sin offering. That is for the who? People. And bring his blood within the veil. And do that with the blood as he did with the blood of the bullock and sprinkle it upon the mercy seat and before the mercy seat. John 12:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much what? Fruit. So we have a sacrifice, but you and I are pictured as fish. We're alive forevermore because of Jesus Christ. Amen? Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. He paid the penalty, and I'm still alive. Amen? Yet not I, but now Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Can we praise the Lord for that, that he became our sacrifice and we're alive forevermore? Amen? I'm trying hard up here. Amen? Come on. How many never heard a message like this in your whole life? Be honest. Ever? Good. I ain't never preached one either. Here we go. Aquarius means the water pourer. The water pourer. Aquarius, the water pourer. Blessing out of victory. Jesus Christ has won the victory, and guess who gets the blessing? Somebody guess. You and me. What's the Bible say? In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me, and I'll give him what? Drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of what? Living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Revelation 22:17, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that's athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the what? Water of life freely. Speaking to the woman at the well, sinful woman, Jesus said, whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Can we praise the Lord for the water? Amen? Come on. The heavens declare the glory of God. We're taking that back. Amen? I'm not going to have that sign mess. I ain't doing it. When I look up there and see that star pattern, even though I can't quite see it, I'm going to give God glory for it. This one, speaking to us, Pisces, the fishes. Okay, now I might can see that because there's a bunch of them. Amen? Here we go. Deliverance from bondage. What did Jesus tell the ones he called to be his disciples? As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he could have said anything. Here's what he said. He saw Simon, Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become what? Fishers of men. Amen? And that's who we should reach. Reach people. That's why I call it fishing, man. We're going out fishing, laying out some hooks, trying to catch some folks for Jesus Christ. That's why we have billboards. That's why we're on the radio. That's why we open up on Sunday mornings. Why? Because we want to tell people about Jesus. Amen? Have you heard Jesus a lot in this message? Okay? That's what it's all about. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. Go reach people for Christ. That's what it's all about. Amen? Can we praise the Lord for that? If somebody told you about Jesus. Y'all doing good? Come on. Mark's with it over there. Come on, praise the Lord. Aries, the Lamb. That should be obvious to us, shouldn't it? Us that know the Bible, he's the Lamb that was what? Slain. So that you and I could have eternal life. Glory came out of his humiliation. Glory came out of him humbling himself. Being hung naked on a cross. Glory. He's our glorious Savior. Amen. Revelation 5:10. And hast made unto us our God, kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Saying with a loud voice, worthy, say it with me, is the Lamb that was slain. Come on. To receive power and riches and wisdom and strength. And honor, and glory, and what? Blessing. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sits on the throne and unto the who? Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that lives forever and ever. Glory out of humiliation. Can we praise the Lord for our lamb that was slain? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Woo! Guess what? First four, talk about Jesus coming, giving his life, virgin born. Got it? Paying the price. Y'all remember all this stuff? Got it? Next four, speak of us. That living water. The ones that the gospel's going out to. That's us. Make you fishers of men. The lamb that was slain. Glory, hallelujah. One day we'll praise him, live with him, dwell with him forever. He's made us kings and priests. The last four seem to speak of his judgment. Okay? Here it comes. Taurus the what? Bull. We don't have a problem seeing that even, do we? Amen? Some rampaging bull. Keep looking. Coming in judgment. Jesus Christ is coming in. He's going to come in judgment. That's what's going to happen. That's what your Bible says. Full of this stuff. Isaiah 34:2. For the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations. His fury upon their armies. He hath utterly destroyed them. He hath delivered them to the slaughter. Revelation 15, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, they hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks and the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne, and from the wrath of who? The Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to what? Stand. Amen? Let's praise the Lord for that, that he's coming again. He's going to rule and reign, King of kings, Lord of lords. All right? Gemini. Now, how many through this, as we've seen, you've already seen your sign. Can I see your hand? Okay. Well, let me tell you what. If you trust in that sign stuff, it is stupid, demonic, and a what? Lie. Got it? Instead of reading that crap, excuse me, read the Word of God. Are you listening today? Say. You're going to look up into the heavens instead of trying to give some credit up here to the devil. Give credit to God for what they see up, what you see up there. Got it? He did say their message is going out into all the earth. He did say when, you know, by the things we've seen, we're without excuse. You're not going to get up there and say, oh, here's my excuse, God. He's going to say, did you not ever go outside? Say. Got it? Let's look at the next one. Gemini, the twins, speaks of union with his bride, Jesus Christ. His favorite title for himself, for me, my favorite title for Jesus is the Son of God. When he was on this planet, he called himself the Son of who? Man, he is the God-man. That's who Jesus Christ is. He's the God-man. Okay? And because he's the God-man, you and I can be saved and we can have unity with him. He is called the bridegroom. We're called the what? Bride of Christ. That's what the Bible teaches. Very interesting, came across this in Acts 28, a little different, hang in here. After 3 months, this is Paul speaking, they were in a ship of Alexandria, and they had wintered in the isle, whose sign was, say that with me, Castor and... So right in your Bible, there are two stars of Gemini that's mentioned in Acts chapter 28, verse 11, and that's how they told the season and the time and where they were. So I guess this stuff isn't evil after all. We learned that last week, didn't we? The stars play all kinds of purposes for mankind. You understand? Let's look at Gemini. Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, son of man. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, son of God. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Amen? Praise the Lord for that with me, will you? Come on. I'm wearing you out. The heavens ought to wear you out. They'll whoop your tail. When you're feeling down, you're feeling all bad, or maybe you're feeling all big. Just go out there and I guarantee that you'll get you a good understanding. Amen? God's God and you're not. Amen? But since I belong to Him, He can handle whatever it is I'm going through. Good stuff. Cancer. Come on, what is that? Cancer. I can sort of see that. Can you see like the two claws maybe coming down like this? I don't know if that's how it's designed or not. It's what it's been called for centuries down through the ages. What's cancer? Means the crab. What's a crab? How can a crab? What does a crab do? Here, you take this little lesson. I did this with my son when he was a little boy.
He said, Daddy, what's that? I said, go ahead, you'll find out. He reached down there like, ah! I said, that's what it is. Maybe it was just a little tiny one.
A crab will grab onto you and won't let you go. Say that with me. A crab will grab onto you and won't let you go. One more time. The crab will grab onto you and won't let you go. Hey, let me tell you something. When future judgment comes on this planet, you want to make sure you're in Christ. If you're in Christ, He's got a hold of you and He won't let you go. Amen. I hope next time you hear that crab and you see that thing, you know, this sign right here, cancer, you'll think of your Savior who's got a hold of you and won't let you go. Keep looking. Possessions held secure. John 10:10. The thief comes not but for steal, to kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I'm come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. Verse 28. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never what? Perish. And neither shall any man do what? Pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. No man's able to pluck them out of my what? Come on, can we thank the Lord for the crab? Come on. I like that. That's pretty good. We're getting close. Matter of fact, we're at the end. And by the way, somebody said hallelujah. Stop that. Here we go. You ought to thank me. I was going to break this up into 3 weeks, and I just couldn't do it. I said, there's no way Gary Clark can do this for 3 weeks. I'd just drive off a bridge. Amen? So we get them in 1 week. Leo, I think we know about that one, don't we? The what? Lion. He's the victorious one, friend. Revelation 5:5, and one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, say it with me, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. When I look up there and you hear about Leo and say, you thinking that's your sign, all that mess, I want you to look up there and you think that's your Savior. That's who that is. That's who I'm going to be reminded of, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness doth he judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head was many crowns. He had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed in a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called, say it with me, the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed with him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture, come on, help me now, and on his thigh a name written, say it with me, King of Kings and Lord of, one more time, King, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. Boy, that's good stuff right there. Let's praise him for that. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Amen. There they are, the 12 signs of the zodiac done at Fellowship Church in Englewood, Florida. If you tell my people back home in Rockingham, they'll think I've sold out on Jesus. But I hope today we tried to look at the heavens and give God glory. Okay? Instead of letting Satan hold that hijacked, let's take back the zodiac. Pop it up, Raj. Jesus Christ. They're broke down 444. That's what I tried to do a little bit for you. 444. Here they are. Say it with me. Jesus Christ. God's Son, born of a virgin. Keep going. He paid the price for my sin. He was wounded for my transgressions. He triumphed over sin and the... Next four. Talk about us. Jesus Christ has given me new life. He has given me living water. He has delivered me from bondage. He has broken my chains. Last four, talk about judgment. Him coming again. Here we go. Jesus, come on. It's coming again in... How many remember what that one was? Taurus, remember that? Number two, he's united with his... He's the God-man. Amen? He securely holds his what? Which one was that? The what? You ain't gonna forget that one. And the Lion, he is what? King of Kings? And one big time, can we give it up for the glory of God today, for praise the Lord this morning? Yeah!